All right, next person we're going to do. It's going to be Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, Bearden, B-E-A-R-D-E-N. Date of birth is 6/22/59. We saw him on the 16th. Mr. Bearden was seen for the face for a purpose of face-to-face evaluation today, period. Mr. Bearden is in his second benefit period from 10/23/25 to 1/20/26, period. My plan is to share these findings with the hospice medical director via a copy of my notes today, period. This is a 66-year-old gentleman with history who is currently on hospice with a stroke diagnosis, period. He does have high blood pressure, hyperlipidemia, muscle weakness, gastroesophageal reflux. He has issues with taking care of himself, has been very self-made, and has refused medical care in the past from what the family tells me, period. He's single or separated. He has one child. He has left-sided weakness. He has a very flat affect, most likely related to smoke. He continues to, most likely related to his stroke. He continues to smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol, period. The caretaker tells me that they must take their time feeding him because he has developed some dysphagia. He's eating about 40% of his meals. He's sleeping about 8 to 12 hours a day. He's total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient currently resides at 5607 MILART, Millard, instead of Southwind, S-O-U-T-H-W-I-N-D. He has issues with shortness of breath at rest. His MAC has dropped to 27 centimeter. He has severe debility. PPS is at 40%. He has bouts of increased confusion. Blood pressure was 94%, pulse is 85, breast pressure is 18. Blood pressure was 143 over 97. I had a long discussion with Clarence regarding his smoking habits, but he assures me that there's nothing that can be done for him to quit smoking. He's going to smoke till he dies, in quotation. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. He continues to decline, both physically and mentally, and remains hospice appropriate under diagnosis of cerebrovascular accident with left-sided weakness. Thank you.